pray for Hollywood. That's Drewy Ballyhooey Hollywood. Where any office boy or young mechanic can be a panic with just a good-looking pan. Where any barmaid can be a star mate if she dances with or without a tan. Hooray for Hollywood. Where you're terrific if you're even good. Where everyone at all from TV Flassy to Monroe Stassi is equally understood. Go out and try your luck. You might be Donald Duck. Hooray for Hollywood.
Matt Dillmore along with
Matt Osberg.
Blake at the Movies. We're joined by Blake Everett. Blake, before we get into any of this movie review madness, I just want to say happy holidays to you, my friend.
Thanks a lot, guys, and happy holidays. Merry Christmas, happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever it is. And I hope you guys have the best.
Well put. Now, Matt, why don't you just let us know? We want to get into Blake's movie review, and it's going to be a little bit different. But you and Blake actually got into the recording studio without my knowledge, and have whipped something up that we'll get to later. Is that correct?
Well, yeah. I thought since it was the holidays, we'd try and take it a little special route this month. And he saw the great film Gran Torino, and he was inspired. I think he came out of the theater, feet were tapping, fingers snapping, and I think he wanted to get into the booth this month and just show the people what he had.
Okay, cryptic, but you've piqued my interest. Blake, before we get to your movie review, there's a DVD we're going to kind of get through this very quickly that is holiday-themed that you wanted to give special recognition to.
Yeah, there is, Matt. We didn't really do a DVD review this month due to the holidays, but there was a particular DVD that came out that is holiday-themed. It's called Jeff Dunham's Holiday Christmas Special. And if you don't know who he is a ventriloquist comedian, and it is the funniest thing I've ever seen. And with the economy and the country being in the state of depression it is, instead of taking Prozac, everyone, I'm saying put this movie in, watch it, sit back, just laugh, and you don't have to think about anything else except how much fun you're going to have. It's a 10 pussyfoot review.
Wow.
Now, if I'm at the video store, if I'm at a Best Buy or something, do I ask for Jeff Dunham or Jeff Dunham? How exactly is that pronounced?
Well, I was calling him Jeff Dumham, and I realized, well, he's not a dumb pig. He's a real good comedian. So we'll go with Dunham.
Okay, Jeff Dunham. Okay, so again, the name of the film is
Jeff Dunham. Dunham. Holiday Christmas Special.
And just give us just a quick, because again, we got to get to the review. A quick sampling, some of the characters in Jeff Dunham's Christmas Jamboree.
Well, we got Walter, the favorite of everybody, the old man, the grouch. We have my personal favorite, Ahmed, the dead terrorist. I kill you! And we have Jose on a stick. And we have, Peanut is there, everybody. Peanut, I'm not gay! Anyway, so there you go. I mean, it's...
Ten pussy feet. So, Blake, please don't. I don't want you and Matt keeping me in the dark any longer. Let me know what you guys have up your sleeves with respect to this Gran Torino review.
All right. To keep it into the holiday thing, we thought we'd do something different. And what we have done is my review will be set to the tune of my favorite Christmas song, Frosty the Snowman, singing Gran Torino.
Wow. A reprise, a reemergence, another appearance, the terry cloth fog, Mr. Blake Everett. So, Matt, I guess without any further ado, shall we strike up the band?
It's Blake Everett with the Pussyfoot Radio All Children's Orchestra. Hit it, maestro.
Walter Kowalski was a curmudgeonly soul, and he never even cried when his wife had died. He just wanted to be left alone.
Go ahead, punk, get off my lawn.
Walter Kowalski, he's a veteran of war, but he watched his town getting all run down. He gets angry more and more.
There must have been a noise he heard, sounding funny from afar. For when Walt jumped up out of bed, among the breaking into his car, Walter Kowalski warmed your heart to watch him grow. As he stops so rape and teaches to landscape, the wimpy Hmong boy's name is Toad. Played by B. Bane, star on the rise, his sister named Sue, equally good. His barber friend is played quite well by character actor J.C. Lynch. You may remember him as Norm from Fargo, 1996. The only thing that Walter does that's just a bit uncouth, he's cranky and white, called Asians racial slurs like sits, fish heads, and goose. Clinton Eastwood Jr. helped produce and star his 9 pussy feet, a cinematic tree named for a muscle car. Gran Torino. It's rated R. Happy holidays. Blake loves you.